Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The Giants are meeting with John Harbaugh today. They're getting their one-on-one. There was also reports earlier this morning that John has narrowed his list down to three teams: the New York Giants, the Tennessee Titans, and the Atlanta Falcons. And it sounds as if, since the Giants are meeting him today, they're getting the first meeting. Yeah. Now, my gut reaction is I wouldn't want to get the first meeting, but you said earlier that this is preferred. Why?
I think it's preferred because if you make the right impression, if you sell him strongly enough, then he doesn't leave. He doesn't even consider going to Tennessee. Tennessee, like they have a similar situation. They have a young quarterback who might turn out to be really good because we saw him, Cam Ward, get better as the season went on. It's a roster that's aged a little bit, especially defensively, but still has some of those pieces, and it's moldable. And it's Tennessee, right? Which is a fantastic place to live.
Nashville's maybe one of the top three American
cities. That's what I mean. So it feels like, man, that's a destination. I mean, now think about your family or friends that want to go on vacation now. They don't say, hey, I want to go out to Vegas. I want to go to... No, let's go to Nashville.
Yeah.
And the fan base there is when they're good, is raucous. We see this with the hockey. We see it with everything down there. So you don't want him to go experience what is a emerging, maybe really good location for a team. And Atlanta, forget it. If he goes to Atlanta, he's staying in Atlanta.
Because of the strip clubs?
No. No. He's
the
very,
wings at the strip clubs.
No, he is very religious. Don't even intimate that.
I was joking.
And so it is. I think that Arthur Blank has so many resources. Read that as money to do whatever he asked for. You know that report that was debunked? He wants $20 million and $10 million for his staff. Arthur Blank could be like, all right, sure.
Yeah.
Want five extra just in case? Right. And then Matt Ryan is just, as the new president, is such a relatable. Matt's one of the coolest people I've ever, one of my best, you know, new friends that I have, because he's so down to earth and easy to just be around.
But
and I think him working with John Harbaugh is a home run. And so I think the opportunity is vastly growing in Tennessee, and in Atlanta, it's a home run. So don't let him go see those places.
But your argument is exactly why I wouldn't want to be first. Because I get the impression, and we'll get more information from Ian when he joins us in an hour, mm-hmm. that John is gonna, as much as he may want the Giant job, want to be fair and give an interview to all three teams and really be open-minded about his next job. And if that's the case...
Make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah, I think that's a cliche.
Of course it's a cliche. That's why I said it.
I think he's going to Atlanta and he's going to Nashville. Like, as good as the Giants meeting may go today, I'd be surprised.
Okay, so if you were John Harbaugh, mm-hmm. which job is more appealing?
If you're asking me, it's the Giants, but I'm saying okay, I'd rather get the last
don't
impression.
Don't think of it from a fan standpoint. I'm thinking from a head coach who's not only dealing because the coach isn't dealing with the fans. Mm-hmm. He's not. He might hear them, but he is not. It's not his deal.
Yeah,
he's dealing with the owner, the president of football operations.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the staff. Which one has the, I guess, most appeal to it right now?
You're loading the question the way you want to ask it. Are you asking me which front office would I prefer to work for, or am I asking which job would I ultimately take?
Right.
Because there's a lot of elements to which job I would take.
First of all, Atlanta doesn't have a general manager right now.
Exactly.
So it's a wide open.
No. My answer,
which might be good for John Harbaugh.
Well, that's why if you're asking me specifically. See, you've been careful today with your way you're asking questions. They're very loaded. It's like you want a certain answer. If you're asking me which front office, just front office.
Owner, general manager, scouts,
just that,
et cetera.
The Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. Based on that question, I would say Atlanta.
Right.
But if you're asking me if I'm looking at the entire picture, I'm looking at fan base, I'm looking at roster, I'm looking at living.
He doesn't care about the fan base. He doesn't care. I promise you. A head coach does not make a decision based on a fan base. I know that's a grieving to us. As fans?
Okay.
But I'm telling you, they don't care.
Let me phrase it a little bit differently because it's not fan base. Do you think John Harbaugh cares about Hall of Fame and legacy? Think that matters?
Of course.
Okay.
That's why you do those
things. Okay. So he cares about his legacy.
Yes.
Fair or not, I think your legacy is always enhanced by winning with a franchise like the Giants.
Or winning a franchise that has never not won.
Both of those franchises have never won.
That's right. So if you win... Just like Sean Payton.
No.
Sean Payton in New Orleans is a legend.
Yeah.
A legend.
In New Orleans.
He left them high and dry.
In New Orleans.
No, Sean Payton is revered,
I
think, across the league.
I get that, but I'm talking about enhancing your Hall of Fame legacy. I think New York helps. It doesn't hurt. And so from that standpoint.
No, I think you're wrong, Evan.
Maybe.
Here's why. Because if you win, say he comes to New York and he wins a championship, but just one. Just wins one championship. He's a Hall of Famer because... He's now won two championships, the first to ever do it.
Assuming Sean Payton doesn't do it this
That's
year.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe the first or second ever to do it with two different organizations. You're one of three coaches who have won Super Bowls here.
So you're saying it doesn't even... Oh, I got you.
And so if you have one good season and win a Super Bowl and the other, let's say, seven are just kind of middling and average... Are you a legendary New York Giants?
You're still behind Bill Parcells and Tom Coughlin.
100%.
That's fair.
Whereas if you go to Atlanta,
that's
just like Sean Payton went to New Orleans and you win a Super Bowl and they've never done it, you are the toast of the town.
No, that is
fair. I mean, they build you a statue.
That is
fair. I'm surprised they haven't done that for Sean Payton in New Orleans, to be quite honest with you.
There are two franchises in this three-franchise hunt who have never won.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's fair that could be an advantage. But I think ultimately, like when I say... Because I'm really being an IFO. No offense to you guys. I'm not a Giant legend, and I'm not the host of 18 different Giant podcasts. I'm a Jet fan who most of the time is bitter against the Giants. I'm being as fair as I can. I think the Giant job is the most appealing.
I do, too. But I'm just telling you that other things that are considerations favor Tennessee or Atlanta.
Right, which is why I wouldn't want them to get a chance to see him.
Which is why I don't want him to even get there.
Right? No, I get it. I guess we have the same opinion. Yeah, it's just backwards.
It's just backwards, right?
Yeah.
Right.
The one thing that's clear amongst this whole pitch, and the finishing touch is sending the private plane and flying him today, is that the Giants still instinctually believe that they are the New York Giants.
Right.
They matter as an organization. They're going to show you how classy they are and everything. And I think this has been a great Chris Mara going there. They have pulled out all the stops. So if he leaves here, goes to Atlanta, Tennessee, doesn't end up leaving there and signs... That then becomes a pivot point to the Giants where, sure, we're going to talk about who the coach has to be, but then the Giants need to have a little self-realization and realize they may not be the Giants who they think they are anymore.
Right. Well,
and whether that's because of the front office stuff, and, you know, who knows, maybe Joe Shane held back while he got hot. Whatever the reason is that John Harbaugh doesn't pick here if he doesn't come back here, the Giants better clean that up.
Yeah.
Because this is like the coach on the market at the crucial time, and you can't act like the Giants anymore if you don't get John Harbaugh now after everything you've done.
Here's why it will not happen. Because Arthur Blank will send his plane to get John Harbaugh from here, and Matt Ryan will send his plane to take him home.
Oh, God. Are they nicer planes?
Yes.
I think that...
We flew on Matt Ryan's G-whatever multiple times.
Oh, boy.
So what is Steve Tisch? Is a twin propeller here?
I don't know, but I don't think it's the state-of-the-art plane that Matt Ryan has.
So now you're scaring Giant fans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me, there is money in Atlanta.
Well, so let me ask you this then.
Atlanta.
If John Harbaugh leaves the meeting to go to another meeting, so he does his day with the Giants, as being reported by Adam Schefter, and now he flies to Atlanta, will your level of confidence he's taking the Giants go down? Like, if he doesn't sign that contract now, would it make you think, wow, they're going to miss out on him?
So the way you're positioning this, Evan, that he's going to see all three.
That's my guess.
If that is how he's truly thinking about this, I would have rather have gone last.
That's my point!
No, you're right.
You're just not believing that he's going to do that. That if he falls in love with the Giants, he'll just take the job.
I'm not even saying what I believe he's going to do. I'm saying the Giants need to make it so he doesn't want to go see the other team.
Gotcha.
So that's what the challenge is. Because as soon as he leaves, you have no control anymore. Right now, the Giants have control over their narrative to John Harbaugh. As soon as he goes to Atlanta or to Tennessee, they've lost control. They're not going to be in touch with him because he's going to be meeting with the Titans. Meeting with the Falcons.
I get the impression that a guy who is a head coach free agent, who is clearly serious about taking another job, who did his pre-interviews over the last couple of days, I take him as the kind of guy that will do his complete due diligence and not just accept the job from the first meeting he has. That he will meet with these three teams like LeBron met with a bunch of teams, like Kevin Durant met with a bunch of teams, and then ultimately say, okay, here's my decision. And how great would it be if John Harbaugh follows LeBron and puts it live on NFL Network? He sits at a table and says, all right, here's my decision.
I'm taking my talents.
To wherever.
To Hotlanta.
Now, yesterday.
That was my prediction yesterday.
Yes. Yesterday, Steve Biscotti, the owner of the Baltimore Ravens, and credit to him, he did a one-hour press conference.
1 hour? Are you kidding?
He sat there for an hour and answered every question.
That's unprecedented.
Kind of is, right?
I'm trying to think of an owner that's done that.
Now, that was background on this. Biscotti has not spoken to anybody in Baltimore's media for 4 years.
Okay. Why has he needed to?
Well, he hasn't needed to, but that was the big story at Baltimore. The reason he went for an hour is because, like, unlike other owners that appear every year, it's just like 5 years worth of questions.
Your team is winning. You have an MVP. You have a head coach who is your CEO and handles everything. You don't need to hear from me. We don't suck.
Yeah. No, I get that.
What question do you have for Steve Bisciotti when you're, you know, a couple wins away from the Super Bowl?
What was so amazing, though, is I watched the whole thing. He was wildly entertaining because he was honest.
Yeah.
And so the one clip, I have a bunch of clips, but the first clip I have to play for you is that Steve Bisciotti was asked about where he thinks John Harbaugh is going to go. Mm. I think this is the answer that most relates to all of us. The other stuff is interesting and fun, but listen to Steve Biscotti's answer on, hey, what do you think John Harbaugh is going to do?
You know, you can bet he's not going to take a job that doesn't have a quarterback. He's a little too young. He's a little too old to be sitting around saying, what's the draft look like? You know, and how many picks do you have? And let's start studying those college quarterbacks. So I only thought there was a couple jobs out there. I told him the one that I thought he could take. And we'll see if I manifest correctly.
I want to know what job he's recommending.
He said the Giants, there's no doubt.
I think it's the Giants. I agree with you.
100% is the Giants. Because it's not Atlanta. If he prefaced it, that's the same clip. That's not cut up.
No.
That's the same clip. So his thought process is, what team has a quarterback that has a head coaching availability right now? It's not Atlanta. Because Michael Penix is not your future yet in Atlanta. It's maybe Tennessee.
Maybe, but Tennessee's in the AFC. Is he recommending that?
He's not saying Tennessee because remember, Brian Billick said F the Titans after they beat them in the playoffs.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is the Giants.
It's the Giants. Steve Piscotty advised John Harbaugh to go to the Giants. But when have you ever heard an owner just so freaking honest like that? Like, yeah.
Right. It's not the Cardinals because they don't have one. So let's assume you're right. Your instinct is right. He's not going to put him in the AFC that we have to then compete against unless we get to a Super Bowl. It's the NFC. That's the Giants, the Cardinals, the Falcons.
Do you want to hear more Steve Piscotty brutal honesty?
All right, hold on, because I am now three calls into this. Evan, it's Piscotty. It is not the cookie. It is not Piscotty.
My apologies. Piscotty. All right, thank you. Anyhow, you want to hear more of Steve Bisciotti saying brutally honest things?
Yes, please.
All right. How about the one where he's asked, hey, Mr. Bisciotti, if Tyler Loop makes that field goal, does John Harbaugh remain the head coach? That's a great question.
That is a great question.
Here is the owner's honest answer.
If Tyler Loop makes that field goal, is John Harbaugh still here coaching this team?
For a week.
Damn!
For a week. Okay.
Dude, that is cold-blooded. How about, would you like
to... Oh, so this was over then?
It was done, yeah.
It had run its course, and it was over.
And that's what my gut was after he was fired. I compared it to the Joe Girardi situation where the Yankees did go on a run.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't lose in the first round of Cleveland. Like, they got to the seventh game of the ALCS, and yet they still said goodbye to Joe Girardi, and it was a predetermined we're moving on. And so clearly, it was we're done with him.
I think it was Jimmy Traina yesterday had the tweet that was, Mike Tomlin is pissed that Tyler Loop missed that field goal because he basically had to sit out in the cold an extra week when he knew he was done anyway.
Right.
Kind of reminds me of this answer.
Speaking of Mike Tomlin, in the middle of Steve Bisciotti's press conference, the Mike Tomlin news broke. Would you like to hear Steve Bisciotti's honest response to the Mike Tomlin news?
Can't wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
He did? Is it official?
That's what I keep hearing. So, is he a candidate here?
Holy shit, Mike, wouldn't that be awesome? Only if John takes the Pittsburgh job. Wow, wouldn't that be interesting? I don't know, that thing last week maybe disqualified him for my opening after our kicker missed a kick to let them advance. Good for Mike. I don't know. Talk to him. I love Mike. I mean, I've admired Mike for 18 years. And that's really shocking that he did it that way. That's kind of crazy.
I love the way he was so stunned by it.
Well, you could tell he's thinking in real time.
Yeah. How do I answer this?
I kind of like Steve Bisciotti.
Oh, I love the guy. I wish he would buy all my teams now. And finally, this is the last one. This one is
that's real. An owner you love because he's not trying to put on a facade.
He's just telling you the deal.
He's not like trying to be somebody. He's just me. Really?
Well, I'm curious your thoughts on this.
Okay.
This is a more serious question. Will Lamar Jackson have say in the next head coach of the Baltimore Ravens? Now, when Joe Shane was asked this about Jackson Dart, he was very douchey, and he laughed about it and said, come on, he's 22 years old. Obviously, Lamar Jackson is a multiple-time MVP, a little different. Here's Steve Biscotti's answer to Lamar having some sway.
How much of a say will Lamar have in the head coach selection?
A lot of say, but he has no power. I have the power. They have opinions, and I want them all. I care about my players very much, but I can't give them power.
How about that answer?
That's baller.
That is baller.
That's the right answer.
It's a perfect answer.
Okay, he'll have a say, but he has no power.
Yeah. And I think that's the way it should be, and it's said respectfully, I think, but it's also said in a powerful way, which is, I'm the freaking owner.
Right.
I dropped a few billion dollars for this team, but I want to hear all opinions.
And he should talk more often.
Seriously.
Because it gives you faith in ownership.
I agree.
Because you listen to other owners and it's like, just shut up. He makes you feel like he's a fan, but he understands that he's being real. You understand, like, the fan needs you to be real, not this billionaire in an ivory tower. I love this press conference. I wish I would have listened to it.
Now. Oh, dude, go back and listen to it, because there's many more clips I didn't even cut. He was wildly entertaining and really interesting. And I learned a lot from that answer on how Joe Shane should have handled his question. Mm-hmm. Because remember, Joe Shane was asked, will Jackson Dart have any say? And he mocked it. He's 22 years old. I think Steve Bisciotti's answer was exactly what Joe Shane should have said, which is, look, I'm going to make the decision, or ownership's going to make the decision, but of course I'd love to hear his opinion.
Yeah.
Like, we value all opinions, because I've said this to you before about leadership. My view of leadership is I want to be surrounded by people that disagree with me. It's what made Lincoln great. Mm-hmm. It's why he put together a team of rivals. He didn't put a bunch of sycophants around him. And so I think in a lot of ways that's what ownership is saying there, which is I want to hear all opinions, but I want to make very clear he has no power.
Right. He's not telling me who to hire.
I have the power.
Right. I'm hiring Mike McDaniel, whether he likes it or not.
Mm, that's not going to happen. That's your official Ravens prediction, by the way.
Why not?
From yesterday. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Why? Because you don't like Mike McDaniel because he was a Miami Dolphin head coach and beat you guys consistently?
I think that, and you know what's funny? Listening to Bisciotti, he's very open to giving a head coach a second opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, if you listen to it, you'd be more emboldened by Mike McDaniel.
Right.
I think he's going to end up sitting out, or not sitting out a year, but OCing for a year. I think he'll have good interviews. I just don't see him as the guy who's immediately getting another job.
Yeah.
Just an impression I get, but we'll find out.
He'd be a fun OC for the New York.
Jets? I agree.
No, Giants.
Oh, Giants.
For the New York. What a tease.
I mean, he'd be a good OC for the Jets.
Because he loves we think it's all passing. The passing game is important, obviously, and it's hit. You see all these hit plays, these big plays. It's all the run game. It's the same thing with Sean McVay. Like, it all sets up the pass game because the run game is so innovative. I would love that for this team.
He'd be a hell of an OC. Yeah. I would absolutely endorse that for any team, and he'll probably be one of the highest paid OCs if he doesn't get a head coaching job.
I agree.
Let's go to Jake down in Memphis. What's up, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
I love the show.
Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, man. What's up?
Hypothetically, what if the Giants sneak into the playoffs next year, but the offense is a little underwhelming, and in 2027 they reach out to Dable? Would that be enough time for him to come back as the OC? Second question, real quick,
question.
And I put it out there. Evan, I'm from Memphis, so that makes me a de facto. I moved to Memphis, de facto Grizzly fan. What would you give up for him to go to the Nets? And that's it. Those are the two questions. Thanks.
Filler. That's what I would give up. I've thought about this. I would take a shot on Ja, but I can't give up draft pick capital, and I don't think I have to because it feels like Ja's value right now.
What does Memphis want? What do the Grizzlies want?
They want picks. They want really good picks, and the Nets could offer that, but it doesn't feel like there's a robust market for Ja. I almost look at the Trae Young trade and say that. I give you filler. I take him back. So it's a positive for you because you're moving on from Ja, and I have a chance to rehabilitate him with either the option of flipping him in a year or two with his value re-enhanced, or maybe helping him be a part of the solution. In fact, the Nets have just done that with Michael Porter Jr. When they traded Cam Johnson for Michael Porter Jr., the Nets had to take a freaking pick with Michael Porter Jr. Meanwhile, Michael Porter Jr. is 50 times better than Cam Johnson, and now the Warriors and the Pistons are falling all over themselves to trade for my guy.
Yeah.
So I would view Ja, this is my middle ground with other Net fans who don't want to touch him. My middle ground is, let's Michael Porter him.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that would work. I can't believe Ja is already on the outs. I guess, whatever, it's a different discussion. But to answer his question about Dave's, so Vance Joseph was head coach in Denver, and they fired. And then 5 years later,
is that how long it took?
He became the defensive coordinator.
2018, he was fired. Worked with the Cardinals from 19 to 22. 2023, came back to Denver. So 18 to 23.
Right. So 18 to 23, he was not there. He came back, and now he's great. Now he's interviewing for head coaching jobs again because the Denver defense has been fantastic, leading the league in sacks. That's not going to happen in that short of a time frame for Dave's. One, because I think Dave's is going to get hired somewhere, and he's going to be great as an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, so why would he leave for a lateral job?
Right.
I agree with you. He's taking an OC job this year.
Right, and so to me, And I predicted this when our what do we call them? Those
our year-long predictions in sports.
Yes. Mine was Dave's is going to be on a staff that goes on it for a team that goes to a Super Bowl. Yes. And wins a Super Bowl.
Yes.
So I don't think he's leaving wherever he goes to come back here in a lateral move. You're
Tiki,
right.
Tiki's going to nail that prediction because he said Dave's is going to be on the staff of a team that either gets or wins the Super Bowl. Right. I forget if it was win or get there. And here's why I know you're going to be right. When the Eagles fired Kevin Petula yesterday, the thought popped into all of our heads.
Yep.
Brian Daboll is going to rejoin
forces.
Well,
did they fire Petula? They said there's going to be a new offensive coordinator. Is he still there?
That's a good question. Their statement was
It was ambiguous. I can't tell if they fired him or it's like, all right, you're going to go back and be the quarterback
coach. I think Sirianni and him are very close, so he probably took care of him in another light.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But he's not the offensive coordinator, right. And there's no doubt now Brian Daboll is going to be the next OC 100%. Of the Philadelphia Eagles, and as much as you guys like it or not, or I like it or not, what do the Eagles do after a disappointing year? They get to the Super Bowl. So you're going to nail the Dave's pick, and you're going to nail it in a way that's offensive to most Giant fans.
They're getting to another Super Bowl while John Harbaugh and Jackson Dart combine on the Giants? Good luck.
That answer right there is why there's a part of me that doesn't want you to have too much success. Because you get arrogant even before you have success. You know what I mean?
No, he hasn't even signed yet. He's not even our coach yet.
He's not even your coach, and he's talking trash.
I'm just preparing myself. Okay. It's been a long time. We got to be back.
I tell you, this conversation we're having about John Harbaugh, it just proves what we said 2 days ago is so true. Nothing else is moving. Nothing.
Nah.
No, you're not hearing anything about any other coach going anywhere except for John Harbaugh.
Yeah, and we did the coach bingo yesterday, and as I was doing like the Raider research, I thought to myself, have they spoke to anyone?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, you're right. Where is all the movement?
There isn't any.
John Harbaugh is the Juan Soto of head coaching free agency.
That's right.
Jack is up in Michigan. Hey, Jack.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
So, big Jets fan for over 30 years, live in Michigan now, so I was up front and seeing how awful Aaron Glenn was as a coach. They never had a top 10 defense in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And the reason why, you know, the Lions had all the success was because of Ben Johnson, not because of Aaron Glenn. Mm-hmm. And the way he acts with the media and just the things he does, the way he thinks he's, you know, better than everybody else or just arrogance. I mean, I just would love the Jets to fire him. I mean, no interceptions. I mean, it's embarrassing. I've never seen a Jets team, honestly, this bad on defense in my 30 years as a Jet fan.
The last part of your call, I can't argue with. I cannot argue with how bad his first year was. The first part of your call, I don't care what he did as DC of the Detroit Lions, good or bad. Right. It's irrelevant. He's a head coach. Number two, I don't care about his treatment of the media. The last part is your best argument, which is that year one was a disaster. But I just played a clip of Steve Bisciotti talking about John Harbaugh will only go to a place with a quarterback. The Jets would have been a disqualified team from jump. So just keep that in mind if the Jets pulled the trigger and were the 10th team with a coaching opening. 10th!
Yeah.
Look, they weren't going to get the pick of the litter.
Look, I don't think John Harbaugh is old at 63, but I doubt John Harbaugh has patience at 63. Only because he's been doing it from a head coaching standpoint, not just as a coordinator, but a head coaching standpoint for 18 years. The last thing you want to do is go someplace and have to babysit an organization trying to find itself, find its new quarterback. That's hard. I mean, look at the teams that have struggled with that. The Browns, the Giants. Think about all the teams that can't find their quarterback. It takes years off your life being that way. So John Harbaugh is definitely not going someplace. It doesn't have a viable option at quarterback going forward.
We'll get back to your calls in a second. A lot on the table. The Mets' pursuit of Kyle Tucker. The New York Giants are meeting with John Harbaugh. And also when we come back, why today is a huge day for the New York Jets.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.